Сейчас звонили, ну а в партии все.
Lichona njani umthokazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle kwazwayo muri Zimbabwe etayika wola Zimbabwe omuhle muri Zimbabwe if you tuning in right now, welcome wherever you are, welcome to The Connection Live Talk, Studio 7's our very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Muri Zimbabwe umthokazi omuhle, we're coming to you from my apartment and today is Tuesday, February 15, 2022. Umthokazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle, I'm your host Mike Corbett. Once again, Zimbabwe Moshe Muria Zimbabwe Wonko Muntong Genao Gushelo, Siavam de la Gushelo, Lechulabasa Kulayo, welcome. Apano Pachonga Shelichi, Biki Muria Zimbabwe, Chirongwa, The Connection. I'm Mike Hove. I'm your humble and most gracious host, Mike Hove. We're coming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C., Muria Zimbabwe. Natsim Chirongwa Shelichi, Biki, Namchanga Gushelo, Lechulabasa Kulayo. Tonight on The Connection, we're going to be speaking to youth media experts about the 2022 World Radio Day commemorations. However, the conversation is not just going to be ending there. Muria Zimbabwe, we're also going to be focusing on the March by election that is soon approaching. We're going to be talking to media experts about both World Radio Day commemorations and the upcoming by election. But we're also going to be joined by youth who are contesting, or youth who are vying for public office in the March by elections. Now, unfortunately, Muria Zimbabwe, as usual, tonight's program is a pre-recorded broadcast. What this means is that you, our loyal listeners, will not be able to join us live as per usual. However, you can still send your messages via WhatsApp, or you can write your comments in the comment section on our three Facebook pages, where we're broadcasting as we speak, that being VOA Shana, VOA Ndebele, and of course, VOA Studio 7. For our YouTube fanatics, we're also broadcasting on YouTube as we speak, Muria Zimbabwe. Go ahead and check that our broadcast out. The official YouTube page is at VOA Zimbabwe. I repeat, at VOA Zimbabwe. And for our website, our fanatics, we're broadcasting on our three web pages as we speak, that being www.voandebele.com, www.voastudio7.com, and of course, my apologies, www.voazimbabwe.com, and of course, www.voashana.com. So, Ngempela, let me repeat that. Our web page is Muria Zimbabwe, just for those who missed it, www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashana.com, and of course, www.voandebele.com. So, go ahead, Muria Zimbabwe, and catch us. Pindai pano pachirongwa chebisho chidiki uhlelo The Connection. Ningakhohli ngempela ukufitizela lapha yokubhalela ukuthi like, njalo okubhala ukuthi share. Muri Zimbabwe musakhangana ukuthinya phaya phakanzi like, uyezwe phakanzi share kwisho kuthiwone chongwa nohuwantu wedu, ukuze sibukele uhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. Sibo ngobuningi bethu zulukandaba, asibone ukuthi ngempela sisonke like so chibichose pano pachirongwa chebichebechidiki. So zulukandaba, don't forget share button, like button, so that we see that we're together here on The Connection. Now, as usual, Muria Zimbabwe, first up, an update of COVID-19 before we delve deeper into our program today. Now, according to the most recent information released by Zimbabwe's Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe currently has 231,603 COVID-19 cases, 223,337 recoveries, and 5,374 deaths. Now, last night alone, 222 new cases were detected, 204 recoveries, and some amazing news, zero deaths. To date, when we're talking about the amount of people who have taken the COVID-19 vaccine, 4,315,627 have taken the first jab of the COVID-19 vaccine, and of course, 3,346,937 have taken both the first and the second jab of the COVID-19 vaccine. So that's the amount of people who are fully vaccinated against the COVID-19 pandemic. But whilst in the discussion of the vaccine, Muriel Zimbabwe, Tano Pachonga, we usually like to update you on information released by Zimbabwe's Ministry of Health. So let us head over to a clip that we have courtesy of the Ministry of Health and Childcare, whereby they're educating citizens on the importance of taking the COVID-19 vaccine. The above clip that you're about to watch is courtesy of Zimbabwe's Ministry of Health and Childcare. To watch the full clip, head over to their Twitter page, their Facebook page, and of course, their YouTube page.
Hello there. I'm here to give you the latest information and advice from the Ministry of Health and Childcare on COVID-19. Due to the recent surge in COVID-19 cases, the Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe, encourages members of the public to get vaccinated against COVID-19. COVID-19 vaccines have been approved and are being rolled out for use in Zimbabwe today. These vaccines have met strict standards of safety, quality, and effectiveness set out by the Medicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe. It is a legal requirement that all vaccines and medicines used in our health facilities undergo rigorous testing, including all recommended clinical trials, before they are approved for use. Currently, Zimbabwe is using Sinopharm and Sinovac, both from China, as well as Covaxin from India. The Ministry of Health and Childcare also recently approved the use of Sputnik V from Russia. The COVID-19 vaccines are being provided for free to all those who are eligible and want to protect themselves. Here are some advantages to being vaccinated. Getting vaccinated will help keep you from getting COVID-19. The vaccines currently available in Zimbabwe have been highly effective at preventing the disease. As an additional benefit, based on what we know about vaccines from other diseases and early data from clinical trials, experts believe that getting vaccinated may also keep you from getting seriously ill, even if you get COVID-19. And if that's not enough, getting vaccinated yourself may also protect people around you, particularly those at increased risk of severe illness, like the elderly or the immunocompromised. That's those that have an impaired immune system. COVID-19 vaccination is a safer way to help build protection. Getting COVID-19 may offer some natural protection known as immunity, but gaining immunity this way can have serious life-threatening complications. There is no way to know how COVID-19 will affect you, and if you get sick, you could end up spreading the disease to your family, to your friends, and to those around you. So vaccination is an alternative way to gain immunity by creating antibody responses without having to experience sickness.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, you were saying there that was a message courtesy of Zimbabwe's Ministry of Health and Child Care. They were talking about the importance and the safety behind taking the COVID-19 vaccine. So that's it for our COVID-19 updates, Muriel Zimbabwe. Now to delve into tonight's discussion, as I mentioned earlier on, first up, we're going to be tackling the 2022 World Radio Day commemorations. Now, this is a day that was set aside effective 2011 on the 13th of February by the United Nations. World Radio Day was set aside by the UN to commemorate the important role that radio has played towards educating, entertaining, and informing the global citizens on our developments around their world. Now, this year, the commemorations were celebrated under the theme Radio and Trust, which of course echoes the whole point behind what the day is all about, which talks more about the importance that radio the important role that radio plays in terms of educating people worldwide, in terms of informing people worldwide, in terms of entertaining people worldwide. Now, to hear more about the importance of this day in Zimbabwe, and of course the important role that radio plays in Zimbabwe, we're joined by media expert Ngosi Khonajibiti, who is the founder of Community Podium TV. He's also a multimedia journalist. So Ngosi Khona speaks to me more about the importance of World Radio Day, more about the relevance of radio when we talk about Zimbabwean society. And most importantly, as we continue our discussion, remember earlier on I said we're going to be focusing on by-elections too. We're going to be touching on the role that media is playing towards educating Zimbabweans when it comes to the by-elections, when it comes to voter registration. So let's head over to a conversation that I had with Nkosi Khonadivity over Skype.
Thank you, Mike. I think radio has really played an integral part in terms of, you know, promoting access to information and also getting information to people reliably. So and also the advent of the community radios, some were licensed recently. It helps us to, you know, to reach to the remotest of communities and also help people to understand what is happening around Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. And also to learn about what is taking place. We recently, in the height of COVID-19, we had some radio programs that were specific for children. Mm-hmm. We had some radio programs that were specific for raising awareness on COVID-19, because everyone was worried about what's going on, and radio played that role, because at least for radio, it's not like print media where you have to buy. You just switch on your radio, you listen to what is going on. They find ways to fact check. You find that, Mike, now, that is with the advent of social media, there's a lot of stuff that flies around on WhatsApp created by different people. But radio has become the backbone of also fact checking for people who have no access to the internet, maybe to verify and things like that. So radio, at grassroots level, for a grassroots Zimbabwean, it has become a major source of information. And we wish that these community radio stations will be allowed to also promote different languages and also promote content that is really beneficial for specific communities. I'll give you an example. Sky's network in Bulawayo, its focus is Bulawayo. So you find that you can then tailor-make content that allows people to understand what's going on, even promote different culture.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of radio, you briefly mentioned the internet. Now, with the coming of the internet, we've seen that traditional media really has been challenged. You mentioned issues of people getting their news on WhatsApp. When we focus on radio, we now see a lot of people coming up with podcasts. And of course, if one thing has been very obvious or very clear in recent times, is that the youths are quickly more and more turning to the internet for their day-to-day news, day-to-day internet, day-to-day entertainment, education, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, how would you argue the internet has posed a challenge towards traditional media, radio, television, especially when we look at how people are consuming their news, how people are seeking entertainment, how people are receiving information, and how people are receiving education?
I think for us in Zimbabwe, yeah, the internet has really contributed, you know, towards, you know, better access to information at a more convenient way, and also in a time, at a time where you are comfortable, or at a specific time where you are comfortable to search for specifics of in terms of information that you want, and also to look at specific issues like education, entertainment, and things like that. But, Mike, the cost of data in Zimbabwe is exorbitant. Right now, if I tell you 8 gig data costs $23. Wow. So you can imagine what can you do, how much research can you do with 8 gig, what can you watch online with 8 gig, what can you, how can you, you know, you can't be always online at that rate, because which means an ordinary citizen, for them to be online maybe for the whole month, they might need maybe 15 gigs, which is almost like $46. So, you know, the cost of data vis-a-vis the remuneration that people get, it has become very difficult for people to rely on internet. Here, we're just talking about the cost, but if you talk about accessibility as well, many people don't have access to the internet. Especially in the remote play area. So you find that internet in Zimbabwe is largely social media. You find that people use internet bundles, for example, like WhatsApp bundles specific, Twitter bundles specific, Facebook bundles specific. So we're saying in that connectivity of in that global connectivity, but in the Zimbabwe context, traditional media is fast migrating to the internet, but radio remains a key a link between communities, grassroots communities, and accessing information, because not everyone, imagine I streaming a news on VOA online,
mm-hmm.
how costly that would be. But right. If I'm on radio, I can easily listen to the whole entire show mm-hmm. without having a challenge. So with Zimbabwe and the cost of data, that contributes greatly in terms of, you know, the disruption between mainstream way of doing things and radio particularly, as it were. So I feel strongly that radio must be promoted in Zimbabwe as a source of information. I also saw a barometer that was done by Geopoll. It was actually showing that VOA is one of the widely listened right. radios in Zimbabwe, because that's where people can get access to information. But the online spaces, the advent of online, that is where we work as well, is the demographics. Even our Google analytics show us that most people, consumers of our content, are not in Zimbabwe. Because those in Zimbabwe, those kind of economic constraints around, you know, you can't spend $46 on internet without the other basics on food. So you can imagine the... Even us migrating into digital online learning, so people can afford.
Right.
Not every child could do that.
Now, speaking of education, news, and of course radio, I want to link this discussion to another thing that, or something that's really happening in Zimbabwe that's really important. Here we're talking about by-elections. So I'm really curious to hear from you as a media practitioner and someone who's really playing a role in educating the masses on voter registration, etc. What role do you think experts like yourselves or media practitioners should be doing towards, educating the masses on such an event? Or such events, not just the by-elections, but we know that in 2023 we have elections too.
I think for me, the media right now in Zimbabwe is largely reporting about, you know, there is by-election, the number of people who have registered to vote, or the turnout being low, and the turnout being this, and things like that. But I feel strongly that the media should play a more constructive role around even doing civic education. You find that right now ZEC has put out all that information, but it's easier for those in the media like me to then unpack it to specific communities in specific languages, in a toned-down language, so that people can easily understand. Because what we are getting now is there's a lot of polarization, and then if you're talking about by-elections, it's like you're politicking. So there's a bit of silence around, you know, civic education being dealt with as civic education without going into politics. Right now, if we're saying people should register to vote, we're not prescribing that you should vote for who and not vote for who. But we're saying let the civic have access to information verified, such that we are able to then say, if there's a process like this that is taking place, I don't know if colleagues in the media have been sharing, some colleagues in the media have been sharing where the voter registration is taking place in different ways. Some will create electronic banners that you can share and put up on statuses and things like that. But I feel strongly that the media must play a very unique role when it comes to issues of civic education outside the politicking or the different perspective of different political parties and things like that. But we should constructively say we are dedicating weekly or daily or once every 2 days time to discuss and allow people to have conversations about civic education that include voter education, that includes voter registration, that includes people understanding what by-elections are, why they are by-elections, and things like that. But you find that largely the media is on the breaking news story terrain, on the who said this and who didn't say the other. So we need that kind of holistic approach as media practitioners to then say, what input can we put so that people understand the processes that are happening within Zimbabwe, outside the I said, she said, he said kind of reportage.
Now, once again, to go back to what I just highlighted briefly, you're a media expert who's, like I said, working, really doing amazing work when it comes to voter registration education. I'm curious to hear what challenges you face, especially from a media point of view. What challenges have you faced when it comes to educating the masses about, A, where to go register to vote, B, the procedure, C, the documentation, et cetera, et cetera. And not just people who are registering to vote, but even those who are registering to participate in these elections as candidates. What challenges have you faced educating these people on these procedures?
The challenge that we have faced, Mike, is media has had challenges. We have had challenges in terms of, you know, packaging of information. You'll find that right now you cannot share certain information without the approval, without being accredited with that. We are in the media. We are already accredited by the Zimbabwe Media Commission. So I think that should suffice, that I'm a journalist. I'm allowed to access information from ZEC. But you find that ZEC has its own processes that will require me to be accredited again with ZEC. Then if I want to cover a soccer match, I have to be accredited again with the Premier Soccer League. So it's a lot of accreditation that is a burden to us in the media. Why? Because every process, we need to be accredited. So right now, as media, we need to start getting accredited so that possibly we cover, you know, by-elections and observe those elections. So which means it's another process that media has to go through. But already, I'm already an accredited journalist in Zimbabwe. So that is one of the challenges that we are facing in the media space, in us, doing our work around, you know, civic participation. Also, secondly, the other aspect is the framing of messages, generic messages about civic education. As we share that information, many people then, you know, think about politics. That, so this media house is sharing a lot of information about this, so they are maybe interested in a certain political outing or fighting against another political outing, without understanding the role that media plays. Ours is to share information that is citizens, that can help citizens to make, you know, smart decisions. But also the aspect of, okay, how do we balance between, you know, reporting what is happening and not be linked to saying you are exposing this and the other. So right now it's a tough terrain that we are in, because if you report that this is what is happening I'll give an example of a voter registration center, for example. Some stakeholders will feel like you are trying to do? You are exposing our work, you are exposing the gaps and things like that. So we are largely turning our industry into a PR industry, where saying out the truth can have a lot of backlashes, where reporting what is happening can be the burden of having backlashes. You talk about access to national identity documents by young people. It's a big issue. But if you, as media, as we push that issue, then people will think it's politicking. Yeah, you are politicking this and you are politicking about that. So that is the my worry about the sector, because the sector, there is no freedom, you know, for us to do our work as journalists. So that is something that needs to be looked at. So it's like you are checking your bag all the time as you do this work. So it's a serious crisis that we have in Zimbabwe, that the role of media, the role of journalism, has not been clearly understood by by different stakeholders. It could be government, it could be the state, it could be even security. Mm-hmm. Because security can think you are doing this, you are that. Or at least you are just a journalist or in the media doing and reporting what is happening on the ground.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kibiti, we need to start here. Let's start with our World Radio Day. Olunanzo fans going to him by FC, our radio and chats. How should you know about Mokka?
Well, the radio day, Katega Kulu, Yakulu Giti, Umidia, over every day, yes, Netisa, Yoga Kulu, which is Kumana Lavantu, our same Zindavanese Chene, and Jalo, Kumana Zila Ovenjalo, our Duri, Jalo, Kumana, Webulenjin, Utah Internet delay. So good Lula Kulu, which I want to be called. Send a WhatsApp message, but they responded to our program. I will be radio, so we will never call the status of COVID 19. Which is radio, it's a little enkulu kakhulu ukuthi sizwisise ukuthi uhamba njani elizweni ngikubona kule sikhathi sakuthi ebusuku zonke abantu babelalelisisa kakhulu radio ngoba ukhathele ukuthi uzwe ukuthi mhlawumbe kufa abantu abangaki kumbe aba-affectiwe abangaki. Into ezinjengazona lezo kwakuqakatheke ibiziqakatheke kakhulu iradio and esikhangelela ukuthi nxa iradio ingaba ningi njalo abantu bavunyelwe ukuthi baproduce ama-program ahambelana lezigaba or izindawo abakizo kungancedisa kakhulu ukuthuthukisa izigaba njalo lokupromota i-information engathi iqondile ongayisiyo le phongubhalwa ngubani noma ngubani WhatsApp aphongu kumele abantu ethumela abantu into ezingaqondanga kumbe ezingekho verified.
Siyezwa eningi labasakhulayo besithi ikakhulukazi kulezi nsuku bathanda ukwamukela iindaba zabo, i-news, i-entertainment, besebenzisa i-internet, inkundla yalezi nsuku, besebenzisa abo-Facebook, abo-WhatsApp, abo-Twitter, abo-Instagram. Ubona ngani i-radio yona ngokwayo abantu abasakhulayo balokhu beqhubekela phambili beyikwamukela na?
Umbono wami abantu abasha abasalaleli iradio ngabantu abase emaphandleni kumbe esingathi abangekho amadolobheni ngoba abasemadolobheni sebethanda le kuthiwa i-inthanethi futhi nxa efuna ukulalela into uyazikhethela, nxa kuyingoma uyazisetshela ingoma ayilalele, nxa kuyi-information ayidinga uyazisetshela azivulele i-information leyana. Kodwa esengubona futhi eZimbabwe kuluhlupho ukuthi intengo ye-internet kumbe singathi idatha isidula kakhulu ukuthi abantu abasha abaningi abasakwanisi ukuthi esingathi khona benze konke ade bengabe befisa ukuthi bekwenze, bengabe besesikolo, bengabe besebenza, bengabe besenza ama-research atshiyeneyo. Kusuka kube nzima ngoba i-internet yakhona iyadura njalo awungeke ukwanisa ukuthi ukwenze khona okungela ilanga lonke uzisebenzisele nje ungakhangelanga ukuthi idatha yakho isiselinganani. So yikho uhlupho lukhona, kodwa iradio iyancedisa futhi lalaba abasemaphandleni ngoba kathesi bebona ngiyake ngizwe isho ye-Ministry of Youth, Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education, sorry, bebefundisa u-grade 1, grade 2, angazi ukuthi inhlelo zakhona nxa zingekho kuradio yiziphi ezinye indlela lezo nhlelo ezenziwa khona ngoba zange ngizibone online. So yiyo into eqakatheke ngeradio ngoba ile ndlela yoku-reach out even to the poor people ngoba kathesi anti labona ukuthi sokule separation abalolutho labangalalutho, i-gap yakhona isinkulu kakhulu ngoba bale access to money and they have access to the internet. Abangela sebezalalela kwi-radio ngoba yakuba kuthi hayi i-radio yami nxa ngayi-charger ngiyakwazi ukulalela 2-3 days ngiyibisele emagrosa njalo ngiyayi-charger, kuba lula kakhulu.
Njengoba uyasho ngempela ukuthi ikakhulukazi emaphandleni iningi labantu balokhu beqhubekela phambili bekwamukela i-radio, sikhangele okwenzakalayo elizweni manje, siyeza ukuthi ngo-March ama-by-elections ayeza. Ubona ngani ingcwethi especially intatheli izindaba, those working in radio, ubona ngani badlala indima eqakathekile na nxa sisikhangela indaba yokufundisa uZulu angalo lihlelo lokuyobhalisela kuyovota njalo ukuphuma ngokuyovota.
I-media le-radio sibili kule ndima enkulu esiyidlalayo ngoba kathesi abantu uyabona ukuthi kathesi uhlupho solukhona ukuthi endabeni zama-by-election, endabeni zokuvota, zokubhalisa ukuvota, kulama-message amaningi atshiyeneyo abhodabhodayo lapha kuma-WhatsApp. So i-radio or i-media sokumele ukuthi ithathe umlando wokuthi khona nxa abantu bele mbuzo njengokuthi kuze umuntu esemadobe kubuza ukuthi kanti nangabhoda ngo-2018 ngiyibhalisa kutsha yini. So kutho ukuthi kuma-communities lapha kulamanye ama-sources of information angayisiwo lawo esiwajayeleyo ayiwo akhuluma information eqondileyo. So sokuthi i-media sokumele ukuthi ithathe zona lezo indaba ezikhulunywayo nje esingathi ngesikhiwa i-grapevine, sicreate i-content ehambisana i-addressa inkinga zona lezi ezikhona, kungaba singathi ngama-information gaps ngesikhiwa angabe khona kuma-communities. Kwesinye isikhathi siyakwazi ukuthi ulalele uhlelo ku-radio incedi isindebele kawusizwa kuhle usedinga, sibe le nhlelo futhi ezenziwa ngesitonga nxa i-community radio sikhona abantu bekhulunyiswe ngesitonga bazwisise ukuthi kuthwani nxa kuthiwa kuyabhaliswa, kuthwani nxa kuthiwa kulama-by-election. Ngoba abayingxenye kathesi sebelungiselela ukuthi bayavota mhlaka-26 bengakwazi ukuthi indawo yabo kayini la-by-election, indawo lama-by-election yile lale laleya. Abanye kathesi mayiki bakutshela ukuthi sosokuvotwa kathesi akusavotwa ngo-2023 antiyabo. So yinto i-media should be dealing with yona leyo ukuthi abantu banikwe i-information e-correct ba-explainelwe. And futhi esengunanzelela ukuthi i-media kwesinye isikhathi siya-assume ukuthi abantu bayakwazi ukuthi i-by-election kuyini, bayakwazi ukuthi nxa sokuthiwa i-by-election kuya kuhambe njani. Kumele ukuthi abantu bazwisise ukuthi nxa kuthiwa by-election kutshoni, nxa kuthiwa harmonized election kutshiwone, ngoba ama-election abatshiyeneyo ayenzakala ngendlela ezitshiyeneyo ngama-circumstances atshiyeneyo. So konkana kuqakathekile ukuthi sithi as media ke siye ku-basics nje siye-explaina ukubhalisa ukuvota kutshoni, ngoba omnye umuntu yathi ngabhalisa ngo-1996. Ukubhalisa ngoka-1996 akusasebenzia ku-biometric voter registration. So nxa ungayenzanga lokho ukuthi uyathatha ifoto uthathe lama-fingerprints akho ukuthi uthi awawubhalisanga.
Well, muri eZimbabwe sithanda ukubonga uNkosi Khona Gibiti, tinotenda zvikurusa nomutapiwe Nhauza Gibiti aivatanga tiinavo pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki tichize nyaya yezuva reWorld Radio Day, zuva rakanangana nekupemberera kana kuti kucherechedza mabasa anoitwa nevatapiwe Nhauza vanonyanyoshanda paredio. Isu ana Michael Studio 7 aiwa tinotenda zvikurusa muri eZimbabwe vaGibiti vazeya zvakare nyaya yemaby-elections vachiti aiwa vatapiwe nhau vane basa rakakosha zvikurusa patinotarisa nyaya yekupa vanhu ruzivo ruzere nezvemaby-elections kana kuti sarudzo dziri kuuya idzi muna March. Imi muri kuzvionawo sei muri yezimbabwe? Tipewo maonero enyu, nyorai macomments mucomment section. But now, welcome the discussion, muri yezimbabwe. Of course, as I mentioned earlier on, we're great to be speaking to the youth themselves. We're contesting for in the upcoming by-elections. Ezra Chisaswanda recently caught up with us. Beauty Mabena, who is a member of the CCC, who was talking about the importance of voter registration for the youth, and of course, telling us more about her party. So let's head over to our conversation.
Yes, Beauty Mabena. Ubanda Mabena.
Siyabontanga.
No,
siyabontanga
la. Eh. Uyuthi. Right.
It is a college.
Okay. But that all we
kakhulu ukuthi mina njengontanga masingena kugrowund sibona sibili ukuthi abantu bahlukumezekile kakhulu bafisa ukuthi ngabe ibandla leli liyathatha umbuzi kube libandla elizatshintsha umphakathi libe libandla elizatshintsha iZimbabwe.
Kulesikhathi esakekhuluma ukuthi sokureclaima elections lidliwe ifield of ibingekho level khathesi kuyini ukuthi ngena ama-elections la.
Ukudliwa okudlulileyo besi-requisivity ibandla leli beliwina kodwa ngendlela ekade senziwa ngayo kuma-election process elisenziwa ibingasisuthi sithina njengebandla ibingasisuthi okwenza ukuthi lathi sihlale simile silokhe siqinisele sithembele ukuthi abantu njengoba kuyibo abavotayo bazavota vele ngokufanayo bazalivotela ibandla leli ukuze liwine.
Yini uto uzatshintsha phela amabhena njengoba ungatshintshanga kulani iminyaka yaphelele
uzathi
zigiwe kwini uzatshintsha kuthi ukuthi lingatshontshelwa amavoti lyashaziliyatshontshe.
Khathesi njengebandla le-triple C selunanzelelo lokuthi kumele lathi njenge-triple C uma polling station kumele ama-results ahlabalwe khonapho kungathiwa ukuthi ama-results kumele ahambe ayebalelwa eHarare esuka ku-polling station ama-results kabalelwe khona lapho.
Lapho zama ukuthi kudikileyo khona be-polling station.
Kudikileyo kuse kuthiwe ibandla elinje so libe lama-results angaka ibandla elinje kumele libe
lahlanganise eHarare
abe sesiyahlanganisa eHarare kodwa sesikwazi sesinamafigaza wonke ama-polling station ngoba okuyenza ukuthi kungaphumi inumber e-right ukuthi abelala ehamba ngokusifunge esiyeHarare kube sekusuka lama-changes khona lapho endleleni esiyafika eHarare sokuzikhombelerekini.
Kobulawe lapho kodwa libambeni ibandla lakho mbesile ngani lokudlala ukuthi
ya kobulawayo ibandla libambeni kulalaphana lalaphana kusase yi-alliance kade kungani kunama-differences khona njengebandla kodwa kwakhathesi sibone ngani hhayi sesibuyele sesibambeni njengesibusisi.
Khathesi-ke uthini kwabatsha abarejistanga phela ukuvota lapho kobulawa kuyayangiselwa kwama-seat amabili
mina njengomuntu omusha sikhuthaza ukuthi sikhuthaze wonke abantu abasha ukuthi lapha esikhona asikhuthazenini abantu. Mina la nginje khona lapha ngiyakhuthaza amanye ama-youth ukuthi sihambeni siye-register ukuze ama-sithi la singathatheni. Ngiyakhuthaza abanye abantu abasha ukuthi asihambeni siye-register njengabantu abasha ngoba umbuso lowo kumele utshintshwe yini abantu abasha. I-future ngeyethu njengabantu abasha sokuthi sibe le future eqhakazekileyo ukuthi thina abantu abasha sisukume siye-register ukuze sihambe senelisukuthi siyevota
kambe kulo bandluleni kubandla lapho.
Hayi, ibandla leli alilabandlululo. Ibandla leli alilabandlululo, liyathatha wonke umhlobo, Khalanga, Tsonga, Shona, Ndebele, alilabandlululo, sisebenza ndawonye njengebandla.
Ungukamuri yeZimbabwe mabva kunzwa kune wechidiki webato reCCC iyo inotungamirwa navaNelson Achamisa ari kubulawayo uko angati tsanangura zvizere nezvebato ravacho kuti aiwa vanhu vakawanda vari kugamuchira zvirongwa zvavo vanhu vakawanda vari kugamuchira bato ravo reCCC ari kuti ivo sebato vari kutarisira zvekare sarudzo dzemabaelections dziri kuuya muna March ari kukurudzira wechidiki wose hanzi budai neuwandu hwenyu muchindonyoresa kundovhota. So that there was a PC Mapena speaking to VOA correspondent Ezra Chisa Zwanda about the CCC party led by advocate Nelson Chamisa, talking about the voter registration program. Mapena they say, I wechidiki, the youth, go out in your numbers and register to vote. Now, let's also hear from the president of LEAD, Linda Masarira, who talks more about what's in store for her political party. The next clip that you're about to watch is an interview that was done with Open Parliament ZW, Welinda Masarra explains more. To watch the full interview, head over to their Facebook page.
My name is Linda Tsungirai Masarira, the founding president of Labour Economists and African Democrats, a 100% wholly grown Pan-Africanist party in Zimbabwe. As lead, we were 100% prepared for the elections, but unfortunately the proclamation came before we had put our finances in order, and in as much as we would have wanted to fill all the available vacant seats, we are now limiting ourselves to a few seats that we think we can actually get them after the elections. But it was our hope and our wish to field all the candidates for the vacant seats, but the financial constraints have limited us. We are a party that is only 2 years old, that is preaching to developmental issues, that is preaching to devolution, that is speaking to depolarization of our political economy and decolonization of mindsets. And as such, we will continue mobilizing and recruiting and preparing financially for the 2023 harmonized elections. And for these by-elections, we're just going to participate on a few seats that we think we can actually win, and we are going to work very hard to ensure that we win those very few parliamentary and council seats that we are going to run.
Well, in Zimbabwe, you're hearing this from Muzare Linda Masarira, speaking about the plans that she, her political party has in terms of the upcoming by-elections, and of course, at the 2023 election. Now, as we wrap up Amuri in Zimbabwe, let's head over to a conversation that we had with another young person who's going to be contesting in the upcoming by-elections. His name is Kudakwate Muntsanga, who's contesting in Binga, representing ZANU-PF. Let's hear more from Mr. Muntsanga.
It's an exciting journey, man, especially the fact that I'm representing the ruling party, which has been known since memoriam for fielding older candidates. Now, in the new dispensation, the playground is open, where young people are also entering the political terrain, no matter the challenges. But here we are, standing for Binga North constituency.
Right. I like that you mentioned that, because that was actually going to be my follow-up on that, is that for a very long time, when we look at politics in general, not just in Binga, but politics in general, has been very unfavorable for the youth. That's why we have, for example, all these quotas being, by, you know, petitioned yes. in Parliament, the youth quota, etc. As a young person who's vying for public office, do you think that this landscape is changing?
Yes, the landscape is changing. It's changing very, very much. Because, firstly, the young people are actually encouraged to enter politics, maybe because of world dynamics. And secondly, the young people, maybe when they see certain things that they perceive to be wrong, they have said, okay, we also want to get in there and then have our voices heard. But the main challenge, perhaps the reason why young people have not been taking this up, is because of resources. As you are aware that this game requires resources, especially when it comes to primary elections, because the major parties would require you to go through primary election when nobody supports you. So because of those resources that are injected, young people, most of the times they've been secluded to that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to talk about, you know, I've spoken to other young experts who really are of the opinion, and I like that you mentioned that obviously you're running on the ruling party ticket. A lot of young people are of the opinion that party politics really is not favorable for Abantu Abasakhulayo. Merely because the reins are really are generally held by people of the older generations. Hence why, especially like in the last election, we saw a lot of young people running as independent candidates. What are your thoughts on those perspectives where they feel that being part of a political party really makes it very difficult for the youth of the nation who want to enter into these positions and live up to some of these promises, but because of party politics, it makes it difficult?
You know, the problem with power, the moment you take power, it's very difficult to leave power. Mm-hmm. So the old people have been in power for some time now. Mm-hmm. So for them, just leave power, it's very, very difficult. It takes amount of energy, amount of hard work to be able to remove some of them. So, and most of the old people feel threatened by the ascendance of young ones, mm-hmm. because there's young, brilliant minds are coming up. The old face challenges in terms of competition, may it be in terms of the parliament, may it be in terms of ministerial positions. So because of all that, the youth would actually come to the old. Hence, the reason why they will, by all means necessary, try to shut the youth or the door for the youth. Mm-hmm. And like I mentioned earlier on as well, the old have accumulated wealth over years. Mm-hmm. They've worked hard for it, and they use that as well in order to shut the door. The old people also know all the tricks, whether it's tricks to on the primary election. They know how to go about the primary election. So in terms, no matter how famous you are, but as long as you don't know the game, you don't know the trick, you fall by the wayside. But what I'm glad is that the new dispensation, when they came in particular my province, they have said, no, let's give opportunities to young people. The new dispensation, they said, let's have youth quota, because they've seen that we need to encourage young people to come up. So the terrain is changing. We might not expect it to change as fast as we would want as young people, but it's changing slowly. And our attendance, like myself, is a clear testimony to that affair. Mm-hmm.
Now, let's focus on Binga itself as a constituency. What challenges are people facing in Binga that you are hoping, if you're elected for public office, will be able to change?
There are a number of issues that we need to be addressed. Issues that come from the economic aspect, the employment aspect. We need employment as the people of Binga. The social aspect, we need better schools, we need better roads, we need better clinics as the people of Binga. We need water as the people of Binga. So those are the issues that we are coming in and attending to aggressively. And as I speak right now, a lot is being done.
So what would you then say to a person who feels, as you highlighted, yes, the opposition has been running these councils for the longest of periods, but someone might look at it and say, but ZANU-PF is running the country for the longest of periods. So why should they confide and trust you to bring about that change on a ZANU-PF ticket?
You see, I always like the statement that the president always says, that ilizwe liyakhwa ngabanikazi. What that means is that as a people, you ought to be introspective. You ought to begin within your district rather than blaming the government. What are we doing as the people of Binga in order to bring the desired development? As long as you have got an MP who is not linked to the central government, it means you always remain on the backwards front. We have yet MPs who are not connected to government. So the moment they go there, ministers will just look at them and say, oh, we are advancing the kingdom of the devil. Why should we assist him? So as a result, if an MP from Uzumba Maramba Pungwe comes, you get priority because there is a ZANU-PF there. If an MP from Binga comes, oh, no one looks at him because there's a opposition there. So that's why we are saying, let's just have a proper channel. Let's have an MP who is linked to government, so that MP can keep knocking on the government, on the government's doors, to say, you have people who voted for you in Binga. That's what we are correcting.
But surely isn't that unfair, because what you're implying is that unless you're not the governing party, it's difficult for opposition for them to operate within those terrains?
No. Well, what we are saying, it doesn't necessarily mean that government is not doing a lot. Government is doing a lot in terms of school development, infrastructure development, even right now the devolution funds, clinics are being built. But it also requires local efforts in order to expedite the process, because it can't be done maybe in a year, especially the new dispensation. When the new dispensation took over, devolution came into play. We have a lot of things that are happening, including the tarring of the roads that we have been crying for many years to say this road has to be touched. It's being done. But all we are saying is that it would have been better if we had an MP who comes from ZANU-PF. We can also do the other things from the other end.
Okay. All right, now let's shift this conversation and focus on the youth. This is a youth program, so I'd like to hear more about the youth. Yes. Let's talk about what you're proposing for the youth of Binga. What do you have in store for them if you are elected?
Perfect. Our campaign has been pushed by the youth. We as young people, we came together and said this is a revolution, a social change, a total social change. What do we want as youth? What are we pushing and what am I promising? We are working on what I call a parallel industrialization program that is aimed at industrializing Binga towards Vision 2030. We want to create industries in Binga. If there's a place that is rich in Zimbabwe, it's Binga. So we want to have industries in Binga. We want to make sure that we do value addition within those industries. We want to identify our key economic drivers as people of Binga, the agriculture, the fishing, the tourism, the mining. And then within those key economic drivers, we are set to establish companies. Right now, some are starting to open. Some investors already on the ground identifying opportunities that are in Binga. Then from there, we can industrialize Binga and make Binga an economic hub of Zimbabwe. That's our promise, and that's where we center our manifesto on development, development, and development alone, based on the economic aspect.
Okay. Before Ben, don't see Tinder Lulu Tabamon, before we wrap up on this here. Just to kind of recap on what we've been talking about, Ben Salutu Utrasele Uzu, the old name. Umkankaso wakho njengoba ungomunye wabasakhulayo ozabe engena kukhetho lwama-by-elections.
Ngiyabonga baba Hobe, sikhangelane ama-by-election elizwe lonke lapho esikhetha khona 28 constituencies eBinga North, the largest by-election esilayo, lapha esikhangelela khona ukukhetha ongasimelela edale le-parliament. Silabantu abangu-5 abakhontestayo beBinga. Kodwa i-ruling party iZANU-PF i-candidate yayo ngokuda kwashe Mavla Msaka enguye umuntu esikhayelele sonke eBinga ukuthi sisukume kuningi bethu semvotela, ngoba ngumuntu oletha i-development intuthuko eBinga esingathi ngesitonga uyandakwethala usumbuko okunokulindiswe don sebe athunyampuke bachakula bon sebe amatshembeletho ambulabo tuyinkebe yathukamuvotele Msaka uzwa kukalonga akambuka ukuthi uyandakwethala usumbuko okulindiswe. So yikho esikutshoyo lokhu baba Hobe, ukuthi sifukuletha intuthuko eBinga thina singabatsha abasakhulayo, whether siku-agriculture sifuna ukubambana siqalise ukulima, whether sifuna ukuvula ama-industries, abanye kathi sesibanika imali sibeqasa ama-projekthi, labo mama nabo siyabanceda njengabasakhulayo sibeqasa ama-projekthi. Konke siyakwenza eBinga sikhayelana nelo khetho olubuyayo umhlaka 26. Mind you, ngahamba kuma-primary election lapho engawawina khona nge-record margin engazayibonakale eBinga. I-confidence yabatsha ukuthi hhayi kuyenzeka lokho, siyakuncengisa kuyaphumelela.
Sesikhangela-ke inhlupho zabasakhulayo ikakhulukazi eBinga, awusitshela okuningi ngalokho.
Inhlupho zabo kakhulu kakhulu abakhalela yini ukusebenza abasakhulayo. Abasakhulayo okunye lokhu amanzi ukhalelwa ngomama okunye, but abasakhulayo bakugayelele yimisebenzi, sifuna imisebenzi, sifuna imisebenzi ukuthi lathi sikwazi ukusebenza, sikwazi ukugcina imuli zethu. Yiluhlupho lwabo kakhulu. Ngakho nje yikho sixasa ukubanika ama-projects through Empower Bank, yikho sixasa ukubavulela amakhampani ukuthi bekwazi ukusebenza, abanye bekwazi ukuzisebenzela, bekwazi ukuyutilize ama-resources abo abalawo eBinga for the benefit of impilo zabasakhulayo. So yi-problem yawena leyo imisebenzi.
Kodwa wena ungakhethwa ukuba ngummeli ku-council for iBinga, bengicela ukuchazisela abasakhulayo abalaleli bonke ukuthi what exactly do you have in store for abantu abasakhulayo uzabayenzela ukulungisisa inhlupho zabo?
Ngingakhethwa kudalele ephaliyamente sisebenza labadala bethu, umongameli welizwe ubaba Comrade Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. Silama-programs amaningi kakhulu esiwafakeleyo eceleni kwabatsha. Amanye akhona njengoba ngikhulumile ukuthi siyabanika imali zokuthi beqase ama-project, bayiqalisa kathesi abanye bayenza, abanye bakhona sincediswa nguhulumende ukuvula amakampani azwayo. Silama-investment esiwenzayo nohulumende okuthiwa i-venture capital, ubavulela amakampani, sikubavulela ikampani yokulungisa amasaka khonale eBinga. Abanye bakhona sifuna ukuthi bexase uncediswa ukuthi bexase uprocess amatemba eBinga, beshaya i-packaging yabo eBinga, behambisa kuma-supermarkets bekhona ngale eBinga. Abanye bakhona sifuna ama-investors ukuthi besenzele ama-plantation, ama-fruit kwenza ukuthi kuproceswe, abatsha bethole imisebenzi. Abanye bakhona abazabe besebenza e-Blayo Crow, i-irrigation enkulu elizwe lonke. Kathesi kathesi isithuthukiswa i-irrigation lay after i-new dispensation. So kubhiza abatsha laba esebengena imisebenzi. So kuningi sibe sukuthembisa abatsha. Kulabanye nabo futhi abaye esikolweni, siyabalungisela izikolo, sibhizi kathesi. Abanye bebekhala ama-center number ukuthi sibhalela khatshana, sisebenza khatshana nalo Ministry of Education ukuthi bephiwe ama-center number abatsha bebhalele lapho abafundela khona bengahambi imango emide siyabhala ama-exams. Abanye sabanceda njalo nje amabhuku. Last week sasidonate amabhuku ma-library esikolo ukuthi abatsha befunde bengafunda nxa sebesijoyina lapho amakhampani sebesilawo labo besebefunde kakhulu. Abanye sibancedisa ngezikolo lezo abatsha abafundela kizo ukuthi nazo zithuthukiswe. Sincedisana njalo nohulumende ngemali zakhe azifaka lezi ze-devolution ukuthi izikolo ziyakho eziningi.
Now, this one I'm going to ask in a skewer so that everybody really understands. Lapho kwangena uMongameli when President Mnangagwa took over the reins in 2017, I remember very vividly he promised the youth jobs, 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 jobs. 2022, the youth of the nation are still crying about jobs, jobs, jobs. And so why should, especially if we look at your constituency, why should the youth trust that you would then be able to deliver on promises that have been that started in 2017 but still are yet to be delivered on?
Firstly, what we need to correct is the distortion that employment has not been created. Mm-hmm. It's just that it has not fallen in the hands of those critics. Employment is being created. And right now, if you go to shops, 85% of the products in our supermarkets are locally made. Why? It's because industries are starting to come up. It's a process. It won't happen overnight. Rome was not built in a day. It's a process. Industries are coming up. Manufacturing industries are coming up. The mining industries is amazingly coming up. Go, for example, in Matsnot in one day. So many power companies are starting up such that in a year or so, we'll be exporting excess power. People don't know that. You know, the problem with the ZANU-PF is that we are not announcing some of these developments that are happening. Look at the mining companies that are open. Go to March West today. Processing companies are opening. Marula processing plants are opening. A lot of companies are opening. But then, look, we are coming from a situation where we had a very, very high rate of unemployment. So it would take time to be able to absorb all those young people into the employment sector. But then, brick by brick, we are going to be building. It also takes you and me effort in order to increase the percentage which these young people should be employed. That's why we are saying now, as being a people, let's also be able to participate fully in the vision and try to create our own future-oriented lasting employment in Dinga to complement the government efforts that they are doing. Because the government can't do alone. Yes, it's the biggest employer, but we also have to stand up and then utilize our resources and create employment rather than just crying while we are seated in our comfort zones.
Now, as we wrap up here, Kuda, I want to talk particularly about the voter registration. We hear ZEC announcing very, very low turnout numbers, especially amongst the youth of the nation. So I'm really curious to hear about your constituency perspective, to be exact. What are you doing as a candidate to ensure that the young people come out in their numbers, be it to vote for you or be it just to participate in the program in general?
We are coming up with a number of projects because the starting point is the education. Young people need to be educated in terms of their right to vote and why is it important to vote. You see, our black people have got that mentality where for them to go and vote, you need to give them sugar, you need to buy them beer for them to go and exercise their rights. So the starting point, we are educating young people as to the reason why they should be able to go and exercise their rights, why they should be able to vote. So we are doing a voter education exercises within constituencies, and we are also assisting those young people, those who are far from the mobile registration centers, to be able to ferry them to mobile registration centers so that they can also register with ZEC, because the numbers, for sure, they are worrying in terms of the demographic trends of young people.
All right, Maria Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Mr. Kuda Kwashe Mutsanga, owebandla leZANU-PF and ZIWOKA. Vari kukwikwidza kubhinga uko vanga vachitaura zvizere nezvekampeni yavo. Vachange vachikwikwidza mutsarudzo mabyelections kubhinga uko vari pasi pebato reZANU-PF. Ivo vari kuti aiwa vakatarisira kubudirira, vakatarisira kuhwina munhu wechidiki. Vari kuti aiwa vechidiki vari kuvatsigira zvikuru. Mune zimbabwe tashafu mafumo yitrongwa chenu cha nasi sifigile mapetele nosele letu za basa kulayo lukubona njani kolo kilikubegile pambili nifitizi la lapayo falukuti shee msakangano ndanchukumbro mwendre mberi msichinya paya pakanzi shee kutuwa kufone chukongwa ne uwandu wedu. I go by the name of Mike Hove, mchoka kumushe zimbabwe mushe iskakwa mitese sileo mangoyi. Let's be same time, same place, here on The Connection, Studio 70 on the program, the target tackling anything and everything youth-related. Mulia Zimbabwe, at Mike Hove, _ is my Twitter and Instagram username, if you're looking to catch up with me. Let's meet next week. Bye-bye!